weeks ago, we spoke with Florida Dr. Joseph Sansone. Dr. Sansone is the author of Lee County's resolution calling on Governor Ron DeSantis to not just ban vaccine mandates, but to actually take it all the way, to take it a step further, to do the right thing and ban all of these toxic mRNA shots completely. Seize the stockpiles of shots, destroy the stockpiles of shots, and imprison the people responsible for injecting these bioweapons into the public. Dr. Sansone's idea is already spreading. This week, Carol DiPaolo of Collier County presented the Ban the Jab resolution to the Collier County Republican Party. It passed with more than 95% support. So this just shows you, if more word is spread, it's a sure thing that even more counties in Florida and across America would pass similar resolutions. But right now they're having a hard time spreading the word, in part because they're being directly blocked from making press releases. Seriously, PRWeb.com is not allowing them to publish press releases bragging about these resolutions that passed because, quote, PRWeb does not publish releases that attempt to incite fear or panic. PRWeb also does not publish false, misleading, or information not verified by the CDC, unquote. We won't allow you to publish public information about decisions being made by local lawmakers in your county because the murderous CDC won't verify the information. The CDC needs to verify that Collier or Lee counties passed resolutions? Insane. Dr. Sansone and Carol DiPaolo both join us now. Thank you both for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Sansone, you can't publish a press release about a resolution that's being tabled for public decision.
Correct. Our Secretary Leslie Jander attempted to submit our press release about a vote of one of the two major political parties that occurred on February 21st. And PR Web, which I guess is part of PR Newswire, said that this press release incited fear and went against CDC standards. So I'm going to process that for a minute. An actual vote that occurred that would not allow a press release on that vote to occur.
A government vote. I mean, this is a vote in a local government official capacity. And they're saying that the people of your county don't have the right to know this. So you can't spread the word.
That's their attempt. I mean, it's kind of like an in-kind donation, I guess, to the other political party if you're going to censure an actual vote at a political party. But, you know, it's not working because the dominoes are beginning to fall. Like, we passed this on February 21st in Lee County. The next week, I got a call from Lou Marin from the Florida Republican Assembly, which is a statewide constitutional patriot organization. He said they're all in. They put a call to action. They passed it unanimously. And then we've got Collier County, which Carol's going to talk to you about, passed it with over 95% of the vote. And we've got, I think tonight, Santa Rosa County, Sharon Regan, she's a patriot, the chair up there. I think they're going to take it up. And I know that Kirk Christensen's got the Hillsborough County is going to take it up in early April. Their board was on board. So look, we're going to steamroll these counties. We're going to flip them one by one. Now, what we're hearing is from the, you know, the statewide party, they're going to try to tamp this down, but we're going to steamroll them because we've got the passion and we've got the people. This is genocide and we're going to stop it.
Okay. I agree with everything that you just said, but I want some clarification on something. You said that somebody's going to try to thwart these efforts or stop them.
This is, you know, the controlled opposition Republicans. What I'm hearing from the top down is they don't like these resolutions. Mm-hmm. They want to kind of tamp them down. They don't want to deal with real issues, but they're going to lose because any of these counties that try to shut this down, we're going to see that we remove their leadership.
And they should be arrested and they should be tried at Nuremberg too. If they're going to continue to inject people with a bioweapon, a weapon of biowarfare, which you have proven that it is, Karen Kingston has proven that it is, the enemy's own documents prove that it is, our government is injecting people with a weapon of biowarfare. And if these people want to allow that to continue, part of the people that are going to be arrested as a part of this resolution should be them.
And then we have another crazy billionaire, Bill Gates, says there's too many of us. His thing by 2030 is to depopulate the planet, and I just wondered, like, are we part of the population that he wants to depopulate? This is too many of us. This is, and he says it. And people go, it's a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy theory. He said it.
Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. Would also reduce some of that overpopulation. Then we thought, wow, we can go full speed. And in the science, it was a great time because the ability to invent new vaccines, sterilize women.
Bill Gates, you go see on YouTube. He says one of the goals for by 2030s is to lower the population of the planet. And one of the ways to do that is using vaccines. It's like, what? And people go, no, that's a conspiracy theory. So he said it. You can go see. He said, yeah, but it's a conspiracy theory to think, you know, he meant what he said. Says what? He said it. He meant it. He's doing it, and it's working.
Someone smarter than me tell me why there's a derail device on train tracks next to a water treatment plant.
Ich habe heute einen Brief geschrieben an den Deutschen Bundestag, an alle Bundestagsabgeordneten. Es geht um diese neue EU-Verordnung, dass Insekten in jeglicher Form den Nahrungsmitteln hinzugefügt werden dürfen. Ihr habt keine Vorstellung davon, wie gefährlich das ist. Ihr habt auch keine Ahnung, dass das nicht einfach nur ein bisschen Insektenpulver ist, was da reingemischt wird, sondern dass in diesem ganzen Zeug auch noch künstliche DNA-Sequenzen reingebastelt worden sind, die in das menschliche Genom wandern. Also mit anderen Worten, was die seit 2 Jahren in den Spritzen gemacht haben, das machen sie jetzt über diese Insekten, die dienen als Trägersubstanz oder als Überträger. Kein Mensch weiß, welche Konsequenzen das haben wird. Man hat nur bis jetzt schon festgestellt, dass es schwere Schäden verursacht an dem sogenannten X-Chromosom und dass dadurch die Geschlechtschromosomen zerstört werden können. Und ich denke, wir müssen nicht mehr darüber reden, dass wir es mit einer ganz furchtbaren, grausamen Satanistenbande zu tun haben hier, die völlig geisteskrank versucht hat, hier das menschliche Genom zu verändern. Und das machen sie auch immer noch.
You have to remember that once you've repented of something, truly repented, and renounced it, and you confessed it to God, that God forgives you. Here's what the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. But if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. It's time to trust that Christ's sacrifice was good enough for even your mistakes.
Was true then, it's true now, and it will always be true. Sin is still the problem. Jesus is still the answer. And the gospel still has power. Get back to the gospel. Souls, 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 that is the heartbeat of heaven.
This is Dabu 7, an update to the banking chaos that continues to unravel. As today, we're seeing small banks crashing left and right. And as the trade began this morning on the markets, all types of different companies were halted. You can see here the symbols for all of those on the New York Stock Exchange being halted. One after another, dozens and dozens and dozens of them going into this mode. And if we look here at even the updated ticker over here on the NASDAQ, you can see some of them like Western Alliance Bank, First Republic Bank. They have just gone down here recently, and there's no resumption time. So they're still down. And a whole huge list of other banks. And you can see First Republic Bank went down, came back up, and now is down again. And this continues to happen as Joe Biden tries to come out and tell everybody everything is just fine and walks off stage without taking a single question. We also have individuals waiting in long lines, people rushing the banks this morning trying to get what money they can out. And we have others furious because they're finding out that their credit has been cut. Shouts to Mally Moe and others out there. had quite a few people emailing me and even hitting me up in the Twitter feeds saying the same thing, that they have had their available credit cut from like $4,000 down to like less than $1,000. And this is many people saying this. Just so happens all of those were complaining about JP Morgan Chase. All of them.
Amusement parks are meant to be places of fun and excitement, where the only terror comes from the incredibly high roller coaster or perhaps the haunted house attraction. Still, from time to time, terror at amusement parks can derive from completely different sources, including apparent ghosts, it seems, as shown in this video. In the brief clip, we see an amusement park at nighttime. At first glance, all seems normal. However, take a look for yourself and see if you can notice anything creepy. If you slow the footage down, you can see a young girl at the bottom left corner. She has long black hair and ghostly white skin. She's staring directly at the camera and her mouth is completely agape. The camera then briefly pans away before once again showing the girl. This time her face appears to be elongated and twisted. The girl resembles something straight out of the horror film The Grudge, with her chalky white face and dark hair. Since the footage was captured at an amusement park, it's been suggested that the girl could simply be some sort of animatronic display. Others thought it could actually be a real girl who's wearing some creepy makeup. However, the way her face and mouth seem to contort out of shape certainly seems unsettling. What do you think's been captured in this video? Could it really be a ghost? Or is there another way to explain this chilling scene? Let me know your thoughts in the comments section below.
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Continuing on with the biblical world, Anis K is a music producer slash artist from Australia. Seen here doing his thing, making music, I guess. Seen here posing in an interesting way that we may have seen once or twice in our lifetimes. He's doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra, don't think so? He's for sure doing it here as well. This gesture is supposed to represent supreme enlightenment. It is the most prideful gesture I have ever seen in my life. It's deception. It's the light of Lucifer, which is false, the false light of Lucifer. This has nothing to do with Jesus Christ and salvation and forgiveness of sin. It's the opposite of that. It's most definitely the pride of humanity to pose like this. Have we seen how many people pose like this? I think they love this pose probably the most. They do a lot of poses, signs, symbols, and agendas. But this pose here, I think this is like the top one. It's like, look at me. I have enlightenment. I'm in the club, which is terrible. They should really think about their future. What happens when I die? Heaven and hell? Is God real? Who's God? Jesus Christ is God. God bless you, everyone.
Tens que parecer-te com Cristo. So now we have had a morning seminar here about healing the sick, you know, your disciples, and the Luke 10 model. And now we are taking the teams out here in Lisbon to the streets to keep getting kickstarted. So the pastor Philip will go with me and another woman, and we will go out now just heal the sick and train people in that area so they can get a taste of what it is to be a disciple of Jesus with the tool healing the sick. So there's a lot of people that's going to be equipped today, and then when we come back here, you see this pool here. We will share the gospel. We get people baptized. We know already now people are coming here to get baptized. They're going to cast out demons. They're going to heal the sick here inside also. So it's going to be a busy few hours now ahead here. I'm really excited about this. Also about Portugal, because I think this Portugal is a portal for Europe. And it's going to begin something strong here. We know they have some here in France, and it's just going to continue to explode. And it's all about making disciples. When you make disciples and you teach them how to do, observe the teachings of Jesus and go out to share with others, it's going to be a movement, not only a move of God, it's going to be a movement of God. It's always good if it's a lot of people. That's the best. Because then we can go as... So don't... I know I'm repeating myself, but you will see I will go very fast. From one to one to one. Because I want to like find people to heal. And then when we've done that, so... Then maybe if you see many results, then we can slow down. Maybe we can totally... I can show you some more things about how we do it. I have developed a game called Chess to Salvation. So I invite him to a game. I lead it to Christ, and that's amazing. It works.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We start, and just do what I tell you to do, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
I'm feeling nervous.
Yeah, it's good. That's a good sign. Wait, come.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, this is gonna be good. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me, do you speak English?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. I'm from Sweden, so I don't speak Portuguese. You know, we are making a documentary about the supernatural, so here in Portugal now. And so we are out trying to find people, actually asking people if they have any kind of pain in the body. So I'm traveling around the world working with this, basically finding people with pain, and we're recording miracles. Oh. And I could see that you have have you sprained your ankle or?
Yes.
Yeah, so is it football or soccer?
No, I'm walking.
Walking?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to love this. This is amazing. So just put your hand on his ankle and you command all pain and the foot to be healed 100%. Then try to walk. So how do you feel?
A little bit better.
But not 100%? Okay, do it again. Come. Sometimes we do it repeated times. And try again. No.
I am totally healed.
Excuse me, ladies. Do you speak English? Do you have pain somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, where is the pain? Your foot. Okay. What we do is here. This lady here, she put her hand there. 2 seconds and command the pain and sickness to leave. And usually it goes.
Okay.
You want to try? Yeah, try it. And now, just move it like this. Try it.
Find some movement.
Yeah.
Since you're doing.
Yeah. Your pain is gone?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Amen.
Yeah. It's strange, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to tell her what happened. Do you have any pain somewhere? Headache or? How about you? No?
No?
Your sister?
Yes. Okay.
It's amazing, huh?
Yeah.
God bless you guys.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Amen. That was quick. So, the healing thing is amazing. But for me, that's not the most important. For me, I go for the soul. You know, that's the reason I'm doing this. So when I'm doing it alone, you know, I lead the people to Christ wherever I go, all the time.
Saisin purettua, että mä sain korjattua.